Hello, and welcome to Jade and Tana Rose Bricks. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV, Watch What Crappens podcast, and The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobooks on iTunes and anywhere you get your podcast pleasures. I'm with the gorgeous and talented Stephanie Wilder Taylor of For Crying Out Loud. Hello, darling.
Hello.
How are you, babe?
I'm good. Real good. Last night's episode was hilarious.
Make Camilla great again, okay?
Corinne.
Oh, make Corinne great again. Why do I call her Camille? I think because of Real Housewives. Corinne, making Corinne great again. I think I call her Camille, by the way, all throughout my notes. So sorry, everybody.
Oh, hilarious.
You're going to hear that a lot.
She is a little like a young Camille Grammer.
Yeah, she, making Camille great again, that's not very MAGA of her. I mean, MAGA, at least you can say and put on hats, you know? She's like
right.
McGa. Make Camille great again.
Yeah.
Even the dog's in. He's like, yes, I will make Camille great again.
Yeah.
I mean,
even
Corinne.
Penelope's like, yeah, we've seen your boobs enough already. Put them away.
Night was soups, phones.
Yeah. Who do you think, if you had to predict right now, I want to know who you think the top three, who do you think is going to the fantasy suite?
I think the fantasy suite will be, I don't know. I mean, he really does seem to like dumb sluts.
He does.
I think that Mousy Nurse will go because, you know, she has good coke. We all know that. Let's see, Mousy Nurse. I'm trying to think of who else is like a giant whore. Possibly the basketball chick, Jasmine, although I think she'll get kicked off soon because she's already getting really angry.
Yes, I think she's going home soon, too.
I don't know. I can't even guess. I'm surprised that he can get a boner for half these people. Like, when they all stand up together during the rose ceremony, they're all squashed together in that living room, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just think that must really smell. And not because they're women, but because they're human beings. It's just like all those humans all squished together. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, with nothing covering their underarms.
Yeah, it's just like a lot of cattle, you know? It's like a lot of sweaty cattle is all I see, so... I don't know.
Do you
I think
this show's going to be like, do you think there's going to be sort of like a sleeper chick, you know, one that we just didn't see coming, like one of the Christinas or a Britney or somebody coming out from behind? Or do you think it's going to be all people we've seen already at the end?
I don't know, because this show, it's like they keep taking people out of little shoeboxes hidden under the bed. And then there's a new girl. Like, where did some of these girls come from?
I know.
There was a blonde girl last night. I swear to God, has not been on the show before. I was like, is she an extra? Did they just bring her in because someone else died in the middle of the night and they had to replace her real quick? Like, who are you? And she got kicked off in the beginning, but it was like some rando blonde chick. I don't remember what she did. I was like, did you ride a camel? I don't think you did.
I know what you're talking about. I had the same thought. I had no idea who it was.
She was wearing a Tweety Bird yellow dress.
Yes,
like super
exactly.
Bright yellow. Weird.
Yep. And then there's the girl. There's that one with the black hair who talks in an accent.
The dental hygienist chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
she's
her.
She's still around.
I like her because she's crazy Russian. She's got that crazy Russian, yeah. Like that squinty, angry eye, but she's smiling. I live in a neighborhood with a lot of Russian whores. And they will kill you. Like, they will cut you. They will dismember you in the street. Like, you don't respect a Russian in general, but especially a Russian whore. And they wear these really loud, garish clothes and, like, a lot of giant costume jewelry and tons of makeup. But they all have this one thing in common. Well, I guess it's not one thing. That's a lot they have in common. But this one other thing they have in common is this squinty look, like they're squinting, like they're judging you really hard and deciding on where to stab you in the throat.
Right.
Even if they're smiling. And she's got that look. So it figures she's in dental work. She wants to hurt people and make the mouths bleed. So I'm into dental hygienist so far. Also, she looks like she's not going to take much of his shit for much longer. So that should be fun. So let's see. The day starts with...
We open with Nick addressing the hoe in the room, Elizalas. Well, the hoe who's out of the room now.
The elephant hoe in the room.
Yeah. And then it goes to all the girls kind of analyzing it. What do you think? I mean, he had sex with her. Do you think he's gonna, like, is he just looking for sex or what's going on?
I loved all the dramatic girls, and I especially loved when girls were crying. Like, does he get to cry about all the dudes you fucked before you came on here? Because I'm sure you each got an Evernote full of them.
I know. I know.
I
That
like
he's
that the
like,
gossip girl.
listen.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, honey.
Oh, just that he's like, listen, it was a one night stand, and he goes, we met at a wedding, Jaden Tanner's wedding, and things just went nuts, and we had sex. So ask me any questions. He's like, let's do a Reddit AMA. I'm an open book. Let's go.
They're
Ask me
like, did you
anything.
leak to WikiLeaks? I would love a Reddit AMA with Nick. I just want to know about plugs. That's my question. Tell me about
Yeah.
your plugs. How many bald spots do you have? Because you have like 10 different comb overs going on at one time. Did you
Yeah.
know you were getting the wrong teeth put in when they were put in? Was it an honest accident? Or did you get them that big on purpose? What's
These are
happening?
valid questions.
He's like, guys, I'd like to tell you. It's like, close the windows. The wind is coming in. He's like a messy, windy day, that man.
So,
So, Nick and Vanessa, the
yeah.
special ed lady.
So he's talking to her, and she's kind of asking him some pointed questions. And didn't you feel like she's like, so yeah, I mean, so you slept with her? I don't remember what she was saying, but I remember that he was looking at her like, yeah, so I fucked someone drunk at a wedding. Like, can we move on?
Yeah,
Are we gonna talk about this forever? How long?
special
You're
ed
lying to
chick is
me.
ready to go in on him already. She's like ready to yell, and she looks like she's got that Italian spirit in her where she just wants to throw a glass against a wall all the time.
Yes. I like her.
I don't like her. I'm terrified of her, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, she just scares me. She seems a little bit too much. Like, I feel like that's the girl. And then we learn throughout the show that she kind of is that girl who's just
Yeah.
looking for a fight. I think that she's very passionate about fighting. Like, that's one of the
Yeah.
ways she shows her passions. And that's one of the ways she probably
Yeah.
gets to know how much people like her in return, like how much they're willing to fight for her, etc. But
Yes.
girl, no. I don't want to fight. I want to just have nice times and watch TV. I really don't want to fight, you know? So
Right.
she scares me.
Right.
But all the girls were talking about, the situation, and I just wrote, homely girl. I was blindsided. I don't know what that means, but I thought it was really funny. And then the
I think
basketball
that,
chick.
can I just say though that I think Nick wants that though, because he, w when he's with a girl that's sweet and into him, he just looks bored.
Yeah.
As soon as a girl's giving him shit and he has to worry a little bit, even if she's affectionate, that's the ones that he seems to have chemistry with. Like, to me, the NICU nurse that I did say at the beginning was going to win, she's too nice. He was not. I just felt like his mind was elsewhere with her. Then when they were on the
Well,
Ferris wheel and they made out, it seemed like he was like making out with a cardboard box.
yeah, you know that saying, why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? I feel like the nurse, the mousy nurse is the cow, but since they're on a reality show, like he's actually paid to get the cow. So, like, he literally gets the cow for free and he doesn't have to buy the milk either. So, I have a feeling he's going to leave the cow at home and just keep going and drinking milk at other places. You know,
Right,
I think
right.
he's like, she's quiet, she's mousy, she works a lot, she'll pay the rent, she has good coke, she'll never be home. And,
Right.
if she starts sobbing after finding out about one of my affairs, like, I won't hear her because she's very quiet.
She'll whisper cry.
He can just close the door and play the PlayStation and
Yeah,
not have to
and
hear it, you know?
she'll do the thing where she's crying quietly and hoping he'll notice, and it just gets a teeny bit louder, like she's like And he'll just pretend he doesn't hear it.
Yes.
He'll just go take a shower.
He's the kind of guy that shit will not work with.
Right.
That
Oh,
won't
yeah.
work on him.
Right.
So, Vanessa, everybody's getting themselves worked up over this. Vanessa's like, I'm gonna talk to him. And the basketball chick Jasmine's like, well, someone needs to go really deep with him because blah blah blah. Like, everyone's really mad. So next he moves,
Danielle L. The
which
nail
one's she?
salon. She's the nail salon chick.
Oh, okay.
She's the other Danielle that's not the NICU nurse, that's like the hot one. The one that ends up getting the solo in the Backstreet Boys.
Yes. So
So
this actually.
she's like, you must have been so creeped out last night. And he's like, well, no, I was just worried about you because I'm really intrigued on you.
I'm
Like, you're just
sure.
like, I'm really like intrigued. Remember that part?
Yeah, he's like, you're so intriguing. I mean, gel
I'm
or
intrigued on you.
are gel nail what are gel nails made out of, and are they really stronger than normal French manicures? I can't wait to find out. I like
She's
that
like, my
this
parents have been married for 50 years, so,
that sounds gross.
So I get it. Like, I'm sure they've had one-nighters. Like, whatever. Like, you had sex with her at a wedding. Who cares?
Well, this came after a montage of Nick talking to all the boring girls in the house, and every one of them was trying to be like a jilted girlfriend. They're like, "Well, I just don't know what to think. Like, what kind of girl do you want? I was blindsided. Blah blah blah." It like keeps going from, and then one of the girl I wrote, skinny, plain, brown-haired girl said, "I have so many thoughts I have to process." I was like, "Good luck with that." So it's, and then one said, "That's eerily similar to your situation with Caitlyn." And then everybody's basically kind of giving him the third degree, and he's having to say Jaden Tanner over and over and over and over and over,
Right.
you know. And then finally it gets to Nail Lady, and she's like, "That must have been really hard for you."
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh, girl, this is one he'll keep." She, you
Yeah.
know, it's like the other ones want to be nasty, and she's like, "Do whatever you want. I love you."
Exactly. I'll just be at my nail salon. Pick a color.
She's like, nothing can stay broken when you've got a decent pumice stone. Am I right, Nick? Am I right?
As if she's ever worked a day at the nail salon in her life. She's
So
like, I'll unlock the door. All right, so then
I'm turning off
Corinne.
the open sign. Okay, bye, everybody. So the girls are chattering, and
Yeah.
the skinny blonde is like, if something happens here, I don't know how I'll feel. Like, I mean, if he bangs someone in before the fantasy suite, I mean, I do have lines, okay? So, like, that better not happen before the fantasy suite. I'm like, oh, God. I
So
love
then,
that all these hoes have, like, lines. It's hilarious.
yeah. I have boundaries. I've been working on them with my therapist, and this is not okay with me. Okay, it's okay with me. Never mind.
Yeah.
Taylor's trying to counsel everyone.
Oh
You guys need to have some self-esteem, okay?
my God,
Let
look
me,
who's
I'm gonna go
talking.
talk to Nick.
No kidding. Look who's talking. Wax your face.
I know.
So,
So
Corinne.
Corinne is like, I'm gonna have. Oh, she goes, I just found out that Nick had intercourse. Why would she say that? And she goes, I'm gonna go try. I'm gonna have sex with Nick because I have the it factor.
Yeah, she's like, I have the it factor the guys really like, and then I want to have like that secret sexual connection with him, like he'll be excited and wanting more. And
What is that? Is David Blaine involved in that? What is
then
that mysterious sexual mystery?
street magic with Corinne, and her big magic trick is she's wearing a detective coat, and I like that she's in front of the mirror practicing dropping it. Like she keeps
Yes.
dropping it to the floor. It's
Yeah.
like her big magic trick is like a detective, you know, revealing implants or whatever. Like she's stupid, but she's really fun to watch, and I hope he keeps her through the end.
I think he will. He doesn't. I mean, he seems to be very aware of the television portion of this,
Yeah, he
of the
wants people
fact
to
that this
still
is.
watch it.
Yes, I think he knows that he wants to make this a memorable season, and he already can see that all the girls hate Corinne. So he's like, oh yeah,
Yeah,
we've got our
so.
villain. I'm going to keep her around to rile people up.
Yeah, so she starts off the little private meeting session, whatever you call that, private dates. And she takes him, and she's got whipped cream. And she starts like shoving whipped cream down his throat. And look, this guy works on his abs. I don't know that whipped cream is a good move, you know, because it's kind of going to gross him out. Like, that's his worst nightmare. And then she starts sticking her tongue down his throat. And he's like, "You are a treat." He's a skis ball, this guy.
And he goes, Corinne is good at stimulating chemistry. What does that mean? So then the other women are trying to spy. Well, you can't just say,
I've got a boner that's rubbing up against my tux pants.
Oh, then the women are all trying to spy on them and see what's going on.
Yes, Jasmine, the basketball chick, is spying on him.
Yeah.
You know, for as much spying as this girl does, you'd think there would be less crime in the NBA, you know? Like,
yeah.
If all the cheerleaders took it upon themselves to be little spies, you know, those guys would totally clean up over there.
We got McGruff, the crime dancer, over there on the thing. Did you see then Corinne? Then he's with Corinne. She shows her boobs to him, and then she does this like weird, crazy, over-exaggerated wink. It was really disturbing.
I was looking at the comments on our Facebook last night. If you guys want to talk about the show while it's airing, go over to our Facebook at Rose Pricks Podcast. But someone said she was bird feeding him that whipped cream. Like she was eating it out of his mouth, like Alicia Silverstone's baby.
Yeah.
That is gross.
Yeah. It was so gross. So then Jasmine comes out and is like, can I talk to him? And then she steals Nick, and then Corinne goes and starts crying, and it was pretty funny.
It was so good because, first of all, she brought out this big red pillow, like floor pillow, and it's basically a bitch bed. It's a dog bed. It's a giant bed. So she's trying to make out with Nick on a dog bed, and then Jasmine kicks her out of there. And I just wrote, poor slut alone on the dog bed, and then Jasmine kicked her out of there.
Then they go to, then like seconds later, it seems like they show her in her room or whatever crying. And her makeup is crazy. She looks insane. I pictured like a Gloria Swanson in Sunset Boulevard. She's just like, Nick, what happened to my life?
She's like, nothing happened. I mean, like, we were doing great, but if anything, it degraded from that. I was like, what? Now we don't even have a chance. Like, my dad would fuck me. Why won't he? I just want to go home. And I like that these girls nanny. All pretend to care, you know?
Right.
They're like, tell me more. Tell me more, Corinne. Tell me
so
more.
So then she falls asleep with the rose next to her.
She goes,
which
to
I'm
bed.
Sure the producers put it there. So I read somewhere, it might have been a gossip story from like Reality Steve, that she was drunk all the time. And that she passed out frequently.
Yeah. She seems wasted all the time. And she's always sleeping. I think she took 3 naps in this episode.
Yeah.
So she's in bed. So Nick and Chris are talking. I find it hard to believe Nick's going to make it through this entire season. Because he seems to have trouble even getting through these Chris parts. It's only the 3rd episode. And he's like, yeah, well, it's really overwhelming. And it has so many challenges. Like, what is challenging? You have to get up and make out with like semi-hot people all day. Give me a break.
Yeah. And then he goes, then there's the, it's the rose ceremony. Then he's like, I wonder where Corinne is. Does anybody know where Corinne is? And then when he finds out she's sleeping and he's like, oh, you know, I don't know about that. I don't know if this like it's a strategy.
Yeah.
He's like, this could end up blowing up in her face later on. Like, you know, if this is how she wants to play it. I mean, I don't want the other women to feel like I'm validating that behavior, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll let her, you know, I'll lick whipped cream off her boobs. But other than that, I'm not going to tell her it's okay to sleep through the rose ceremonies.
I like how he doesn't even try to sound sincere. He's like, to all the women going home, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And then like a sigh with his greasy face and uncombed hair and unshaved face. It's like, did someone just dolly him out here? I mean, what the hell has he been doing all day? So he gives away the roses, and let's see who gets
I started writing him down, and honestly I was getting confused between the people. But there was Astrid, who's I don't get that one. Taylor, the therapist, Brittany, who's, you know, I don't know. Christina, that's the Russian girl, right?
I don't even know. Let's just go to the ones who got kicked off, because this is like a, you know, a keychain stand full of white girl names. I can't even get through them all and remember. I literally wrote
the ones who got kicked off were so non-eventful. I'm going to have to go look them up after I'm done taking these notes.
Yeah, exactly. I have to write nail chick, Russian whore.
Except that Haley got kicked off, which I found surprising because, you know, I liked her.
Who's that? Oh, the one who's like, yeah, I'm a badass and I've got an orphanage in Africa.
Yeah. But she had personality. She had like a strong personality. She was kind of fun and she was gorgeous.
I was surprised she was kicked off too, because that girl is gorgeous. And I also felt bad that she got kicked out wearing a bra. Like, that was her outfit. She was wearing like a bra with, you know, kind of a dress over it. And it was just so hilarious seeing a girl get kicked out in her bra and sobbing in the front of the house in her bra. I was like, stop crying and put on a shirt. It's like, I deserve more. I have some self-respect. Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't understand it. Can you? I mean, she was much better than some of the ones. I mean, does Shark Girl really have a better chance than Haley?
I think Dolphin Shark's hilarious. I hope she has a better chance because she's kind of pretty and she's really funny.
Yeah, but she's not going to win.
I know, but I think he's probably picked like four that he wants to bang already. And the rest of them, he's like, do whatever you want. And he just tells the producers, like, tell me whoever's boring. Because that girl, for someone who's like, yeah, motorcycles, orphanages in Africa. One time I got AIDS just to see if I could cure it for myself. And I did it. It's like people like that. She should have been more fun than she was, you know? Like, she really didn't do anything. I mean, she showed up in a bra. That's good. But it's kind of blowing your wad right at the beginning, you know?
True.
So but I think the producers were like, get her.
Yeah.
Maybe. And they just weren't showing
it. All right. Well, how about this? I don't even know. There's somebody named Whitney on the show. I have no idea who that is.
I don't either. But you know what? R.I.P. Okay. So there was also a random black girl I've never seen and a random blonde girl I've never seen. I was like, who are these people?
Was the random black girl, was that Dominique?
The waitress?
I don't know.
But I do know this. Giant face lady was the one who said, I know my worth. I deserve a rose. I was like, please close your mouth. It's gigantic and you're terrifying me. And then when Dolphin Shark, when it was her turn to get a rose, she's like, move, bitches.
Yeah. I like her. My kids still love her. And they're starting to understand reality show editing now, because Maddie was just like, Mom, have you noticed that like every time they show somebody like crying and wondering if they're going to get a rose and being scared they're not going to get a rose, then they get a rose?
Yeah, until like the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty obvious on this. Like these people could not run a Law and Order. You know what I mean? You'd know who did it in the first couple of seconds.
Right.
Betches. And I like that Josephine, the cat lady. First of all, no offense to anybody named Josephine, but that is such a cat lady name. Josephine, the cat lady down the hall. I like that she's turning into like some odd-faced vixen during all this. Like she's getting mad a lot, and she's trying to give this attitude, and I can't tell if she's squinting like she forgot her Coke bottle glasses or what her deal is, but there's just something so odd about Josephine, the cat lady, becoming a vixen on TV.
Yes, it is very funny. So, how long is she going to last?
I have no idea. I think they're counting on her being hilarious because she has big face bones, but she's not really coming through. Like, let's be honest.
No.
So the losers were the skinny, mousy, blonde girl, giant face. I mean, it was giant face, gorgeous giant face, not the other giant face. Random blonde, and then they cut to Corinne snoring.
Yeah. So I don't even know who those people were, and I don't care. But moving on.
The big face girl who got kicked off said she thinks she got kicked off because I didn't express how vulnerable I am.
So Chris comes in with the date card. And what's up with him doing that in person? Have you ever seen? I've never seen that before.
He usually doesn't come in for the date card in person.
I feel like they usually go and find it outside and bring it in. So I was like, maybe he's got like no side hustles going on right now. And he's just like, hey, I'm around. If you want me to like, you know, be in the show more, that's cool.
As he ages,
I can bring up the date card.
Yeah, as he ages, it's harder to get girls to bang, like, from the cast. So right. He's still fishing. He's like, just right. He's like hanging around the set.
Yeah. He's like, listen, while I'm here, I mean, you could hide it behind the planter outside the door, but you know, I mean, I'm here. I'm dressed. I could just walk it in there. Throw me a few lines.
I've got some Tyra mail in my ass crack. Who wants to dig? You're getting warmer. You're getting warmer. He's like, hey, girls, your mind is about to be blown. And they're like, oh, my God. I just like all the blown references they make in here.
Yes.
So everybody's mad that Corinne gets to go on this group date. And then.
Oh, wait. So here's who gets the date.
Okay.
Kristen, who I do not know who that is. Christina. Christina, I think, is the Russian. So I don't know who Kristen is.
Look for confirmation from me. I don't even bother writing it down. I'm like, a bunch of bitches go to run somewhere.
Okay, Whitney, who I don't know. Danielle L., so that's the nail salon chick. Jasmine, Corinne, and Taylor.
Okay, so this is the group date. So
between Kristen and Christina, I think one of them's the Russian whore, and then one of them is the one who was the confidant of Elizalea's. Oh. Remember when she told the girl?
Oh,
that
the gossip Liz girl.
Told, yeah,
gossip Kristen. Girl. That's yeah. Kristen.
Yeah, she's yeah. not gonna last long.
Kristen did have a really good moment this time because once everybody found out the secret, they're like, "Oh my God, Kristen, you knew?" And she's like. Yeah, with her jaw still on the ground. I just want Kristen to always be holding a plate of brownies and have some gossip that she won't tell people. But she'll yeah. tell people that she has gossip.
Yes.
So the clue on the card is, everybody! And they just all stare at her. And there's like a 3-minute pause. And they're like, well, what does that mean? And then it's like, everybody! Yeah, yeah! And they're like, ah! It's like, good, nice sound cue. Like, you had one goddamn sound cue, production assistant. One.
Yeah.
So the Backstreet Boys come in, and wow. I mean, I feel like if you're balding, it's time to give up your DuckTales.
Oh, my God.
Like, there comes a time where you just have to let it go.
It's kind of sad. Like, they're all old and married, and it's so clear that it's such a, like, you're either an up-and-comer on the show or a has-been.
Yes.
They're like, we're doing a Vegas residency, and we're here to tell everybody about it.
I like that they say residency like they're going to be doctors. Like, you're a Backstreet Boys, so you're not fooling anybody. You know how, yeah. like, Tony Bennett got old and Frank Sinatra and old guys from the old school get old and they're like, fly me to the moon. You know, their voices change. But when the Backstreet Boys get old, their voices just get weirder and more nasally and higher.
Yes.
That guy's like, oh, I want to sell everybody. It's like, who are you? Why are you singing like that? You're 50.
I know. It's I was weird. Thinking the same thing.
So they go over to Burbank Studios, the ever so glamorous Burbank Studios.
Yeah, and they all have to learn a dance. And the best one is going to get serenaded with Nick on stage at the concert.
I feel like Nick did not, like, take a bath for this. Nick looks really like he just crawled out of bed, covered up a few bald spots. He probably still smells like last night's wine. You know,
I feel like he looks like that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, for some people, that's a look. And for some people, that's just extreme laziness and smelly butts.
Yeah, I feel like that's the beard looks homeless.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
So Camille's like, I'm a terrible dancer. And she is. She's really, really bad. And she's like,
yeah.
I mean, I have a short-term memory, and all my confidence is, like, rubbing off on everyone else, and it's hurting my game.
Yeah, I'm giving everybody, like, really good feelings about themselves, but I don't feel pretty. I don't feel bubbly, and I don't feel fun.
So she runs out of there crying.
Yeah.
And
she's like, I'm not a crybaby. Then it cuts to her crying again.
I'm not a crybaby just because attention's not on me. No, it's not like that. Runs to the bathroom.
I'm scared.
So she's crying to this girl, whatever dumb girl is listening to her this time. And she's like, I'm trying to be myself, which is making me not be myself, even though I'm trying to be myself. Like, I just want to be myself. And the other girl's like, well, you know what you need? You need to be yourself. Like, you girls are fucking morons. Oh
my God. Yeah.
Don't be yourself. You're horrible.
Then they go right to the concert. And then Nick comes out doing like a weird, like wannabe hip hop dance thing. Then the girls come out in red shirt, tight shirts, and black short shorts. And they start immediately dancing like strippers.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? Yeah. It was like, what? I thought they would go right into the routine. They literally start dancing like strippers. There's like this weird freestyling going on.
And poor Camille's like, or Corinne is like flailing in the back.
And Nick is doing that thing with his hand like he's like a hype man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what's up? What's up?
He's out there to do a little set to get the audience excited. He's like, traffic, am I right, guys?
It's like, I think they're there to see the Backstreet Boys. I don't know that you have to work that hard, Nick.
So the nail lady wins this, right? And so she's like,
before that, it's kind of funny because Jasmine's like, basically Jasmine, the NBA McGruff, thinks she's got it in the bag. And she does this weird sort of almost premature crying about how like hashtag blessed she is to get chosen. And then she doesn't get chosen. It was pretty funny. She's like, I mean, I'm like, this is just like, you know, I can't help it. I'm just like a great dancer. And, you know, it's like getting chosen is going to be like amazing, you know, blessed. And then they're like, Danielle.
Yeah, they're just fucking with Jasmine.
Yeah. And then they show Danielle and Nick. They're kissing or talking about nail salons or picking a color while Corinne just like starts going into an episode.
Oh my God, this was so hilarious. She's like, I had to watch him make out right in front of my face. Oh, I just need reassurance.
Like, I just need my time with him. This is not a joke anymore. Like, hashtag unblessed.
We're here to get married. So, like, yeah, serious. And, like, it was dancing with that girl. And, like, I'm just not really good at plant dancing. And
that
we're
was
like,
the
what?
Best. He goes, you mean choreography? Yeah, you know, like when you're dancing, but like you plan it.
It was nerve-wracking. My nerves are racked.
Like, I don't like to put dancing in my day planner because like I can't even read it back because my short-term memory is bad. So like if I have to like put it in my planner, I might even forget I put it in my planner.
I like that she immediately
like
took
if my
him...
nanny writes it down, like the plan to dance, like then maybe like she could remind me, but just on my own, that's too hard.
Jasmine is going to break her neck at some point. Jasmine just keeps looking at her like she's going to break her neck because she grabs Nick first, of course, like, can we talk? And then she has nothing to say as usual, except that she doesn't like planned dancing. And he's like, well, did you talk? She said, I'm sorry about the real ceremony, but like. And he said, well, did you apologize to the other girl? And then they cut to the other girl. And Jasmine's like, Corinne. How you got energy to do whipped cream, but not to stand there and get your rose? It's like. Like, playing with whipped cream takes so much energy. So good. And then this is when Corinne is like, oh, we worked it out. I made Corinne great again. Mega.
That's when my kids were like, oh my God, that's Donald Trump. What if she's actually Donald Trump? And then she like rips her mask off and it's Donald Trump. I was like, I think you guys need to go pitch that.
People would be probably about equally as angry right now in the country. She's doing her interview with all the empty vases behind her, which they take to every location they shoot at. And she's like, all right, well, I made Corinne great again. And then she goes to sleep.
Yeah.
In the interview room.
I love these editors. It's so good.
And then Jasmine is mad that she's sleeping. So, yeah. So funny. So now it's Nail Salon and Nick. And I don't know how anybody finds love in this show because they're all just such, they're such liars and they're so full of shit. The nail girl's like, our conversations have been like amazing. Really?
Like, I don't know, like, what I like better, OPI or Essie, nail polish brand, but, like, you really helped me, like, figure it out. So good.
He's like, you're making me as hard as gel tips. She's like, oh, my God, what an amazing conversation. And then they start making out, and they start playing this, like, Mexican romance music. And I'm like, you fucking editors, you don't even know that she's Mexican. Racist ass white people in the booth. They're like, and hey, someone is not blonde, put on some Mexican music.
And try watching this with 9-year-olds because he starts grabbing her butt. And Maddie goes, are they having SEX? And I was like, no, not no. But he's like, why are they showing that? I was like, I don't know.
Because they're showing that he'll help wipe her if she ever gets sick. Isn't that sweet, kids?
So back at the ranch, Vanessa gets the date card, not dropped off by Chris this time, because he was probably off doing a voiceover. Mm-hmm. And then we find out that Dominique, this is where we start finding out that Dominique is headed for a meltdown. Dominique is irritated because she's not getting any time with Nick. She hasn't been given a chance, and she's starting to cry a little bit.
This girl, well, all the other girls, I feel like, all the other girls are making an effort to sound smart and accomplished. They're like, business, multi-trillion dollar business owner. It's probably a girl who sells rubber bands, but still. Like, they're all making an effort to have their Chiron say something really good. And hers is like, Dominique, waitress. I was like, oh, poor Dominique. And then she's all crying and she's like, when do I get validation? It's like, who are you? Like, yeah. Literally, who are you? Prove that you were in that store and I will validate your ticket. And you'll get cheaper parking. Otherwise, I don't remember you even entering. So.
Oh, my God.
You're totally parking at this mall so you can go shopping across the street. And I'm not falling for it, Dominique. I know your waitress tricks because I am one. So let's see then here.
Corinne tells the girl she has a nanny.
Yeah, She comes back. Yeah,
Raquel. I miss Raquel. Raquel keeps my life together, you know? Like, she does a lot of stuff for me. They're like, she's like, my nanny. Who's Raquel? My nanny. They're like, yeah. your nanny, like, for your kids or for... No, for me.
She makes my bed, and she makes my cucumbers for lunch, and she knows just how much lemon and garlic salt I like. Yeah. And Jasmine goes, do you wash your clothes?
Yeah.
She goes, do you wash your clothes? And she's like, I don't know how. What that was what really put the nail in her coffin with Jasmine. Laundry day. It's Jasmine's line.
She's like, you bitch, you can't wash your own clothes. She goes, I can't make my own cheese pasta. Like, she makes cheese pasta. Anyway, it makes her happy. And I'm not going to stop a woman's happiness. God, you guys. Jasmine, guys are mean.
Jasmine goes, she just said nanny. There's no misunderstanding that. She said nanny.
I was like, yeah.
It's like, she doesn't do laundry. Did you hear that? And I love that this whole thing started because Corinne, again, was like, oh my God, girls, my nipple was like totally out that whole time, which is like her thing, like letting a nipple slip, apparently, because it's like the third time. And she's like, I want like a mini boob job to like keep my boobs in. And then Jasmine's like, yeah, I'm going to have a boob job, but not till after a baby. And she's like, I can't even take care of myself. I need Raquel. Like, I love that this conversation came from boob jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
And nipple slips. So Jas goes off in bathroom. Oh, Jasmine, waitress. So the waitress goes to the bathroom and she's like, wah, 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 wah. So, Jasmine's the basketball lady.
Yeah, Dominique. Dominique is getting upset. I think.
No, I was right. I just wrote. Yeah, I'm sorry. I confused you because I went out of order. They so Jasmine starts going off and she's like, yeah. How are you going to marry a girl like that? And she's like, if she gets the rose, I'm going to slap her face with it. And then she falls down while she's talking shit. Like she falls to the ground.
Oh, so then back on the group date, it's rose time. And Danielle, nail salon, gets the group date rose.
Yeah.
And then Corinne's like, I mean, she's beautiful, but nothing else.
Yeah.
I miss my nanny.
Yeah, he would have like given it to me, but he doesn't want to give me two in a row because he doesn't want to put a target on my back.
Yeah, she's the most deluded. I love it. Like, she will not let herself have a negative thought, and if she does, she cries, drinks, and then forgets about it.
Yeah.
Like, starts fresh.
So
like 20 minutes later.
So the big date, which is where I was like, you know what? I'm going to try out a new cookie recipe. Because as someone who's only watched a few seasons of this now, I know that these dates, the one-on-one date is when it's time to make some cookie mix. I'm like, boring. They're like trying to make it all romantic. And I want
to
barf.
Wait, I have to tell you something funny. Wait, I have to tell you something funny. Because it was right around this part. I wrote, Vanessa and Nick, hold on. Maddie, my 9-year-old, came in and presented me with a date card. He'd gone in the other room and he wrote out a date card and it said, Corinne. And then you open it up and it says, we are going to the bra shop to cover those bosoms. Yes.
Good and eye.
In a few minutes, I got another date card from Sadie, but I'll save it.
So they go on a zero gravity plane and she barfs, basically. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
She gets really sick and barfs. And he takes care of her and he's like, yeah, this is like my favorite part of the date. Because I got to be very protective of her. And she's like, yeah, I wouldn't have been able to survive without him. Like, oh my God, you barfed. Yeah. And then she had like a little piece of gum and they continued making out. Gross.
Now, who does she look like? We said it when we did the Ho breakdown. She looks like two people. One is the Celine Dion, right? There's like a little Celine Dion there.
Yeah, and I think Marley
Matlin. And Marley Matlin, yes.
So I'm always expecting her to be like, I would not have made it without him. But she doesn't. She doesn't talk like that, and it confuses me.
But she's kind of his type. She's got she's a little bitchy, but super over the top, also affectionate. She's got like a little crazy... She's like a little crazy, like you said, intense and kind of angry, but I think he likes it. I felt like he had much more chemistry with her than he did with NICU.
Well, you know, they say that people misbehave a lot, just want somebody to get them in line. That's why they do it. It's like a cry for help, like a cry for attention, you know? I mean, the people who hurt are hurting. You know what I mean? So it's deep, right? So then we get a commercial. And I was watching this live, so I had to watch the stupid commercials. And I'm only mentioning this because they're like, Good Morning America. First of all, how many people going to be on Good Morning America? Because it's always new people. It's like a Lazy Susan of terrible personalities on that show. Uh-huh. And they were like, Ali Fadowski has been setting Twitter on fire with her tweets about The Bachelor. What does she think? And she's like, it's a mess. Tomorrow on Good Morning America. I'm like,
Oh, I want to see that. I'm going to go look her up on Twitter.
Apparently she's going off on Twitter, but I just love that this is where we've come to in this country. Like, did we not drone anybody yesterday? Like,
I know.
This is what we're talking about.
We'll talk about Syria in a moment, but first, Ali Fedorowski.
And now, coming up from behind, is a girl who I never suspected I would ever need to see another scene of again. But now I want to see her in every scene because she made me laugh so much in this. And this is the girl I pointed out a couple years ago. She has drunk lady eyes that are half closed. And when she has a couple glasses of wine, she gets really angry on her face. And her name is Brittany the Travel Nurse. She's like, yeah, I'm getting a lot of attention because I'm a late bloomer. I was like, oh girl.
That's the travel nurse.
Yes, a crazy travel nurse.
Right, with the sleepy eye. Okay, got it.
Okay, yes. So, and you know, travel nurses are murderers, and they kill old people and take their money and run. So, yeah,
but hold on, I got another date card. From Sadie. Corinne, we are going to the dump to throw away your bras so you can show your boobies. That was courtesy of my 9-year-old Sadie.
Nice work, these kids.
They're creative.
Yeah, they're very creative. And I like that it's all about boobs. They're going to do great in this town.
Okay, so yeah, so the date card, Rachel, the lawyer, Shark Girl, Shark Dolphin, Astrid, Jamie, the lesbian, Sarah, who has like a weird face, Brittany, the travel nurse, and Dominique, who's about to have a meltdown.
Yeah. And Brittany's like, hell yes! Yes! It's gonna be sports! I'm so into this! I'm so good at sports!
Oh my god.
I don't know who this girl is, but I want her to talk in every scene. And then that's like the last we hear from her.
Yeah, and then Dominique's like, this is just really uncomfortable because I haven't been given a chance. And I mean, I know we're going on this date or whatever, but what if when we're on the date with all these people, what if he still doesn't give me a chance? That's going to really hurt me. It's not fair.
Like, I approach him and I read him the specials and he doesn't even look at me. He doesn't even look at me. It's like, just bring him some food, okay?
And then when I say, like, can I get you something to drink? He doesn't even answer me. And then I have to go, well, do you just want water?
I'm like, you guys, how was everything? And he doesn't even like show me his empty plate and say, well, I hated it. I mean, that's like the least he could have done.
When I offer him like a third refill of like iced tea, he doesn't even go, no more for me. I'm going to float away.
He's like, can I switch to Arnold Palmer? And I'm like, that is so rude. Like, he'd rather talk to a guy instead of me. So then we cut back over to the date.
And golf is really boring. I'm not even getting a chance to talk about stuff like that I care about.
I'm a hole in none. That's how I feel. I feel like I'm just like a sand trap when he's avoiding me. So back on the date, Nick takes Vanessa, who just barfed all over the place and has recovered with an Orbitz. He's taken her to the tallest building in LA. Like, why would you take a girl who just barfed all over the place to the tallest building in LA? It seems very insensitive to me.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you want to hang upside down someplace? No, I just barfed, dude. So he's like, I had so much fun. And she's like, yeah, like, well, thank you for being you and staying with me after I barfed. I don't much about you. I mean, I've seen like 3 episodes with you and Andy, but like, it was really great how you were nice to your mom. Like, my grandpa just died. And you know what? I didn't let that kill my lady boner. I came anyway. And it was like so similar because like we got a limo for his funeral and then we got red roses too. And so I didn't know if I should come on the show because like technically I'm still in the game to date my grandpa.
Yeah. And she's like, I mean, even though he died like 3 weeks or 3 months or 3 years ago or whatever, I just feel like I'd be cheating on him a little bit.
I mean, I can't just come into rose ceremony and have 2 roses. And that's not fair to either one of you. No. And then Nick starts like crying or something. And he's like,
because he's into her.
He's coming off some kind of coke binge. Who cries on a date? I mean, that's ridiculous because a grandpa died. Come on. Yeah. No offense,
like,
any grandpas.
I just wasn't even
there.
Sure that this was even going to work out for me. Like, time number 5 that I've done this show. But like, now that I've like went in a zero gravity and you puked on me, now I feel like, God, there's hope.
Yeah. He said, you make me less terrified. I'm like, really, Nick? You're terrified, Nick, you pussy. And then she goes, you made me feel very, very optimistic. I'm like, oh, Nick. Of course, he wants a special ed teacher, so she'll pat him on the head every time he spits in her eye while he's trying to speak a long sentence, you know?
Doesn't she live in Canada?
I don't know. I think you think that because she's like Celine Dion.
I'm going to look this up.
Or maybe she is French-Canadian. So anyway, at this, this next group date is a track and field date, and there's like all these famous track and field people here. I mean, I would have been into sports had I known that you could be fat in shot put.
Oh my God. I was hoping that you would be the one to say that so I didn't have to.
Of course, because I was like, I know they're not going to make this girl run. You know, like, that is not cool.
Was that like how she was when she was in the Olympics?
Well, shot put's where you throw the big ball, right?
So yeah,
I think you're allowed to be big, you know. But I like when she was warming them up. she's like, okay, just do this. And she kind of like lifts her leg a little and they're all kicking their legs over her head. She's like, good. Yeah. And then she just stops. It's like, yes, that's what I like. I like a big coach.
I love that these guys, that they basically do nothing but read like a little weird thing off the cue card. They're like, okay, do you want to capture Nick's heart? Well, you're going to have to do some heavy breathing or whatever they say.
Yeah.
But that's their whole job. They went and got an Olympic athlete just to stand and read something awkwardly off a cue card and lift their leg and grunt.
Yes. So basically they just had to do some like relay races or whatever. And then three of the girls have to like have an ultimate battle for Nick's heart by throwing an arrow at it. And it's Dolphin Shark against a couple other people. Astrid, the lady with the bad bra and her boobs kept hitting her face. And who was the other girl? I forgot. Who cares? So Rachel. They have to run and they have to grab this giant ring off a thing. It's like the final red button or whatever. So they run and Lawyer Chick is running really, really fast and almost catches it, but knocks the ring down and it breaks all over the floor because she tries to go back and get it and stomps on it.
Right.
Instead of letting the other girl get it. But the other girl still got it.
Astrid, who's bringing up the rear, reaches down and gets like a little like scrap metal from what's left of it and then hops right in the hot tub and starts making out with him.
Yes, and the Dolphin Shark girl's like, Nick is used to silver medals, but I'm gold. I'm like, oh no, that's so rude. I love you. And then the waitress girl had to throw a javelin or whatever, and she threw it, and she's like, ow, my arm. Why is it me with a hurt arm? Why is it me? Like, I wanted to be noticed. Now I have a hurt shoulder. Like,
I got a broken wing. I'm like a little baby bird with a broken wing.
This Nick is so unfair.
Needs to bring me back to the nest. And he's not going to, and it's not fair.
Yeah, he's like, I don't care. So he makes out with the stupid girl in the hot tub.
Doesn't she look like she's 50, which is my age, but let's not talk about that. But I mean, she does, way older.
Yes, but he is older. I mean, these girls are all. Face. These girls are very young for Nick. I mean, Nick is older than most of the girls.
Astrid look. She looks old, right? Like,
I mean, yeah, she looks old, but I think part of it is that it keeps saying plastic surgery on her chyron, and so you're expecting her to look all tucked, but she's like a plastic surgery office manager, so it's not like she just gets all the free plastic surgery she wants for filing, you know what I mean? Like, right. She still has to save up or wait for, like, a Christmas bonus to get a little nip or tuck here and there.
Oh God,
she needs a different chyron. Lower our expectations a little bit, because you're right, every time I'm like, whoa. It's like time in LA. It's like the age you're taking out back and shot. I'm like, wow, it's like the pig that ran.
I agree. She's like double Logan's Run age. Dominique starts really freaking out, and Rachel the lawyer takes her aside, you know, to talk to her. And she's like, look, you know, maybe you need to like tell him, you know, and, you know, talk to him about it, about how you're feeling, about what you need. And
who is calling you? That thing sounds like a baby. It sounds like one of those little wind up Jack in the Box things.
That's John's phone.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
That's creepy to wake up to in the middle of the night. It's like a horror movie. Sure
is.
It's like ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
So she's trying to give her advice.
Having anxiety. She's like, I don't know. I got to talk to him. I got to say something. And then she decides to go get him.
Yes.
But somehow Rachel got herself in there and she's making out with him.
Yep.
And then she starts getting like all Glenn Close, like, Dan, I won't be ignored. She's like, Nick is going to give me a fair chance.
Yeah, she's kind of a floor wuss.
And starts flipping the light switch off and on while Madame Butterfly plays in the background. Crying.
It needs to put the lotion on. It needs to put the lotion on. She's like the worst, though. She would never kill anybody in a Lifetime movie. Like, she's terrible at it. Because at first she's like, I'm talking to him right now. Well, that girl gets a chance, so I'll give her a chance. I'm going to talk to him right now. Well, I like that girl, so she can have a chance. I so love that Dolphin
does,
Shark.
She does start to talk to him, and she comes off like a crazy chick.
She does. But I have to say, Dolphin Shark has this gigantic poster of Nick. And she rolls it out on the floor and she's like, you want to make out on it? And they make out on a poster of Nick. And I'm like, well, that's one way to sit on his face. Good for you. You've kind of already won, Dolphin Shark. So, yeah. So, finally, Waitress gets her chance. And she's like, first of all, do you need a few minutes before you decide? And he's like, no. So, she's like, what are the specials? Are any of them me? Because the last thing I feel around you is special. And he goes, do you mean today? She's like, well, yeah, because, like, for example, like, at the track and field, I was, like, standing there, and then I was, like, looking at you, and you weren't even present.
Yeah, like, I was trying really hard. It's like, okay. Why didn't you, like, come and find me and, like, reassure me? He's like, well, I tried to. Well, I don't feel like you did.
You're not, like, giving me a fair chance.
Yeah, and, like, honestly, like, I might have to just come bring you the check. Like, do you want me to just come drop a check? Is that what you want?
If you want it, then why don't you just put your fingers in the air and pretend you're writing a signature? And then I'll see it, and I'll take a hint. I'll be like, okay, fine, I'll give him a check. Instead, you just keep, like, giving me eye contact and then looking away. And I'm like, is he ready to order? Is he not ready to order? I don't know what to do. Yeah. I've already sent bread over. I've sent you water. I took a drink order. Like, what else do you want from me? Are you going to give, like, me a bad Yelp now? Go ahead. Go ahead. Give me a one-star Yelp.
Like, doing my side work? Like, I'm just doing side work. Like, I don't even have any other tables. Like, I'm marrying a ketchup. Like, can you not see that I'm marrying ketchups?
Do you know how hard it is? Like, considering being in a marriage with someone who doesn't talk to me at the same time I'm marrying ketchups. Like, they go together. They don't complain. One Heinz 57 paid attention to the other Heinz 57. Like, they get it, you know?
So he's like, well, listen, while we're talking about this, it does seem like, you know, I've gotten a little bit further along in the meal with a couple of these other women. And
he's like, the food runner brought me my food. The busboy has talked to me the whole night. Hell, even the hostess has come giving me nicer smiles than you.
Yeah.
So
he's like, I guess, I guess I am ready for the check. What? I was just saying, I didn't mean I was going to give, I haven't even added it up yet.
I'm so charging the tip. I'm going to pretend you were a group of eight or more. I love that he took her outside, dumped her ass on the street in Burbank. I mean, this girl was sobbing in front of a white minivan. That's got to be one of the saddest exits ever. It's like some ugly white minivan in Burbank. He's like, okay, bye.
And then he comes back in and he's like, yeah. So Dominique's gone, and they start crying. Other people start crying. Like, they're so sad. It's probably been like a week at this point, right?
Yes, but they're acting, I mean.
Dominique was my friend. I haven't even gotten my apps yet. Uh-oh. I didn't even get my appetizer. I was waiting for some cheese fries. Corinne's like, my nanny makes cheese fries. I don't even know how.
Nick's like, look, ladies, I'm more of a Luby's man myself. You just go through the line, get what you want, and you're done with it. You don't even have to leave a tip. They're like, ooh, whatever happened to service? So the next day, Nick has decided not to have a rose ceremony.
But he gives the group date rose, don't forget, to Rachel.
Oh, okay, yeah, to Rachel.
In case anybody is listening to this and didn't watch the show, they just like to hear us talk about it.
Yeah, yes, so Rachel the lawyer.
Gets the rose, so she's safe.
So
then we find Chris comes out. of his voiceover booth to let us know that there's not going to be a cocktail party. There is a pool party.
So they all get in their, you know, their bathing suits, and Camille can even ruin this, okay? So Camille's like, I have a surprise for Nick, and like, this lemon doesn't have sugar or any preservatives. So she goes downstairs and takes him away, and it's a bouncy house.
Yeah.
A princess bouncy house. So all of those people who believe that producers aren't evil, Corinne don't know how to use a phone book. She's not going to be able to call someone for a bouncy house, okay?
Exactly.
Someone did that shit for her. So she's like, get the fuck in here, Nick! And Nick's like, oh my gosh, she's so fun and playful. And then she straddles him.
That's really important in a marriage. Like, if you can't have playtime, like, that's not even, like, a marriage. Like, you have to be able to, like, have fun and play a lot. So, and then he does this so stupid. He's just like, wee! I'm jumping. All right.
He's like, not too hard. I've got like 3 weeks.
And she's like, you're going to have sex with me in this bounce house. Get on top of me.
Yeah. He's like, well, get if we're going to, if we're me. Ever going to get married, I need to know that you can bounce in the house. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, she straddles him, and the girls all start watching again. They're all spying on them again. They're like, Camille, that batch. What a batch.
And they're getting mad.
And of then, course, why and are they getting mad? Because they're just jealous. I'm going back to bed. So then she goes back to bed.
Yeah.
And they show she's her like, snoring in bed.
She goes, tonight was a fairy tale dream, and you're my prince. Good night.
Good night. So
I kind of expected all the women to be gone from the pool party to teach him a lesson, because they're all like, let's just leave. But then they go back to the pool party, and they're all still there.
Yeah, they never really do anything. It's like the women all say that they're going to do something, but they don't do it. None of them really do it.
No.
So the therapist is so pissed off, and I'm loving it. I just love watching this girl get so pissed because she seems so mentally unstable, and I love that about a therapist, you know? But she looks pissed, and then blah, blah, blah. And then a lot of people are asking, is he even here for the right reasons? He's here to fuck some hoes on some TV show. Are there better reasons?
Yeah, they all start questioning, though.
So they all decide that they're going to go over and tell Nick what a horror show Corinne is.
Right.
And do.
Raven's like, you need to know something that's really dark about Corinne. And he's like, did she murder somebody? Does she have a prison record? And Raven's like, no, it's worse. And he's like, oh, has she been arrested for like child pornography? And Raven's like, no, you're going to freak out right now. She has a nanny. And he's like, no, I was doing her voice totally wrong. She's like, listen, y'all.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I was like, who's that?
Call, but I'm going to tell you something about Corinne. Back at where I'm from, we don't have nannies.
Back where I'm from, a nanny is your great-grandma. That's not just your grandma. That's your great-grandma. Could you imagine she's having some old lady, probably 93 years old, cut her up cucumbers? And who eats that for breakfast anyway? You ever heard of a biscuit? You better watch out for a girl like that. Old lady abusing non-biscuit eater. Get rid of her, Nick!
Oh, God.
And he goes, okay, so that's it? And she goes, Nick, she didn't know how to clean a spoon!
But doesn't the weird thing about Raven is that I can't decide if she's pretty or not. Like, she has that Carlton thing. Like, there's something very hard about her. But when you look at her straight on, you're like, oh, she's very striking.
Well, she does that thing where she dyes her hair like super black. So she's like kind of goth Southern, which is weird. Yes. And then she wears those like really short shorts, like those jean cutoff things. And she doesn't eat enough and she wears too much base and she looks kind of like.
Yeah.
Malnourished and very sad. She's got like a very heavy sadness about her.
Yes.
But then she's like kind of fun because she has an accent. I can't really figure her out either. She seems extremely depressed to me.
Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, I like that in a person myself. I want to hug her, but I don't want her to end up with him because, you know, where she's from and even her past, she's like, I have a store, which really helps. You know, after walking my boyfriend cheating on me with some girl, you know? I mean, I just sat on my porch and shot the gun off of it for hours. And I felt better. I'm like, oh, God, you know, Nick could get shot.
Yeah. You know what? You just made me think she's going to get a hometown date.
Oh, I hope
guarantee
so.
You she's going to get a hometown date because she's the only one with like a crazy hometown.
Yeah, it sounds like it. But yeah, she seems like she's fun and bubbly, but she's very sad and malnourished.
She's like Luke. She's like the female Luke. Remember Luke from last season?
Yes.
The one who was supposed to be the bachelor, but he came from that small town too.
Yes, Luke, Leaning Luke. And he has like a country song where he's like, I'm outside and it's sunny in the sunshine because I'm outside, which is not the inside because it's outside. Like, great
By
song,
the way,
dude.
I heard that the reason why he didn't get to do The Bachelor, besides, I remember we had some other, was because he was being really difficult about wanting his music on the show.
Oh, God. He's like, today's special guest is me, Luke. I'm the special guest. I'm the Backstreet Boy, singular. I'm the Backyard Boy. This song is about mowing the lawn. Does anybody want to walk this cow around the farm for a little while I lean? Luke. I heard it was because he knocked somebody up in his hometown.
I know. Well, I heard about there was the music thing.
Maybe it was both. Maybe it's like, I want to use my song, I Knocked Up the Slut from 7th Grade. You're like, no. Ugh.
So then Vanessa goes and talks to him, and I loved it. She was my new favorite. She was like, so, you know, we had a good time the other night. We had a really good time. And then I see you in the bouncy house, so, you know, riding Corrine.
And he's like, what did you please? And she's like, well, I only stayed there for like 2 minutes, but I saw enough. And I questioned your intentions because last night was special. And, you know, you're riding that whore in a bouncy house.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not judging Corrine. I'm judging your actions.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
There's speculation about you, so why would you do it knowing that there's so much speculation about you? So I'm judging you. And then she just leans back and looks at him like,
yep.
And he doesn't know what to say, so he's just like,
yeah.
And she's like, are you looking for a wife or someone to fuck around with? Because if you're just looking for someone to fuck around with, don't give me a rose.
And he's like, whoa. That was a good ending for the episode.
Yeah, that was a good ending. Hopefully.
Because I was genuinely like, wow, what's going to happen? Is he going to let her talk? Is he going to be like, well, fuck you, then leave? Or is he going to be like, whoa, I can't do the voice like you can.
I don't do it really well. I don't.
Well, yeah, with the marbles in his mouth. Well, I don't want to. I don't want to lose Vanessa. Because she's the best thing to happen to me on this show.
Well, I would like to think that he kicks her off because I like that style where a girl mouths off to him and he's like, okay, bye. But I don't think he will because we saw her in clips of the trip in the snow trip or whatever. Didn't we?
Oh, we did.
I feel like I've seen her in a fur hat or something.
You could be right.
So who knows? But I just wanted to see the end of that scene just to see if she ever wipes, you know, the layers of dirt off of his face from not taking a bath. Because he's definitely got like layers of shine on his face. It's like dirty shine, you know, like greasy shine.
Yes.
But we'll have to see next week. Will Nick get his face cleaned? Will he kick off the special ed teacher? Will the waitress ever catch the bus home?
Were like Corrine being crazy, right?
I think so. I mean, but where do you go from bouncy house? You know what I mean?
I know.
Like, true. Where do you go from there? So, everybody, thanks so much for listening. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at RosePricksPod. And you can find us on Facebook at RosePricksPodcast. Stephanie on Twitter is S. Wilder Taylor. And I am Ronnie Carom. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Oh.